The Crusades also stood behind a great deal of the epic poems, the troubadour poetry, both in Latin and vernacular verse, that becomes typical of European society as you shift from that Romanesque to that Gothic society. Again, we have numerous versions of an epic called the Chanson d'Antioche, which is essentially the Siege of Antioch. It comes in both its French and Occitan, or Provençal, its South French language style. It is a heroic versification of the events that went on at Antioch, and very much similar to other chansons de geste, that is, songs of deeds, songs of great events that characterized heroes. The best example of that is the La Chanson de Roland, which I'll talk about in a moment. And it's remarkable that so quickly the events of the Crusades were put not only in historical accounts, but also in epic meter. And not just in one particular version, there's various versions of it. It's in various languages, vernacular languages. Perhaps one of the most remarkable will be the Albigensian Crusade in the 13th century, that crusade against Christians, preached in 1208 against supposed French heretics in southern France. I think it's almost an imaginary enemy in some aspects. But nonetheless, it's there's a remarkable epic in the Provençal language, which actually gives far more the South French perspective on it. We have complaints. We have poems of complaint. For instance, Richard's captivity in the tree fells when he's held for ransom after the Third Crusade. We have troubadour poems dealing not only with themes of love and personal matters, but on wider themes, all of them using allegorical language and images that are drawn from the crusading experience. These were all immediately recognized at the courts of Europe and apparently by the lower levels of society. These include comparing personal love to the theme of crusading as love, the yearning to see Jerusalem, the journey towards God. These are very often platitudes. They're literary conventions, but they were widely known. The Muslim foe as the archetypical foe. The description of knights as being on holy crusade, what is expected of chivalrous conduct. The Templars, the Hospitallers, they always stand behind it. And these allusions, these assumptions, they come across also in the wider European literature that's not necessarily directly connected to the Crusades. La Chanson de Roland, which I mentioned earlier. That epic, as we have it in its old French version, was probably put together initially at just before the time of the First Crusade. So it doesn't have any direct Crusader allusions. And yet, the epic was retold, it was produced in illuminated manuscripts, and it's amazing how many of the themes of the Crusades are captured in that epic. Roland fighting, who originally was just a duke on the border of Brittany, who was bushwhacked by a group of Basque Christians in a rearguard action in one of Charlemagne's campaigns in Spain, how he's been transformed into the heroic knight who refuses to blow the horn and summon the aid until it's almost lost. And all of these images coming out of Roland fed into the Chanson d'Antioch, in the various poems, the complaints, the love poetry associated in genres that are directly speaking of the Crusades. The career of El Cid, Rodrigo de Bivar, Rodrigo Diaz de Bivar, the great figure of the 1090s in Spain, who captured the city of Valencia, was nothing more than a freebooter who was part of the time in alliance with King Alfonso VI of Spain of Castile when it suited him. He gets transformed in the literary works of the mid-12th century and later into a virtual crusader figure under the impact of that. He becomes the great hero of the Spanish tradition. So that the crusading experience has a very powerful influence on European letters of the 12th and 13th century. It isn't as if the Crusades led to any kind of new verse or genres. It didn't lead to the adaptation of vernacular literature. But it did greatly enrich. It did contribute all sorts of themes and attitudes that express itself in this great outpouring of European literature, which is usually seen as one of the great marks of that so-called Renaissance of the 12th century.